Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor. And as always, I'm joined by the Chaos crew. Let's take it around the horn.
Howard playing Tuluga.
Rich playing Theo.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
You turn my hero against me?
I remember when you said that you loved Merlin. I made a note, put Merlin in somewhere. And then I was like,
Wizard City.
Yeah, I was like, okay. The real thing is I wanted to use a stone golem. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to have a big statue. Who will it be of? And I was like, oh my God, it could be Merlin.
Now you got another stone statue you can make. Dunkarius can't stop dunking.
Yeah, I hate when you guys force cannon, but it is so funny every time. I can never say no.
So we're sending out Cobbler for the cleanup effort, right?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Marble?
Yeah.
It's a soft metal.
He's going to be a fucking... He's going to be a golem.
Yeah, I wanted to give you guys a fight where, like, the environment was a little claustrophobic almost and, like, annoying. You know, like, it had to be like, okay, there's things teleporting around and they're in different buildings. You don't know which building they're in. You don't know who's watching you.
All I could think of is, like, we're going to break a fucking building and people are going to get all bent out of shape about it like an Avengers. And I'm like,
I did watch Avengers last week.
You're welcome for saving your life. How about a little fucking gratitude?
Yeah, it'll be no Sokovia Accord.
That shit always bugs me. Oh, the superheroes blew up a building. Oh, by saving the entire fucking rest of the world. Shut up about your building.
That was such a cool use of Wall of Thorns. I was not expecting that at all.
I didn't think you were going to do something like that, so I was thinking of ways to try and get Ryan to allow me to do a religion check to tap into Bleebly magic and fix it or even just hold it in that space. And I would have been fine with that because I trust them to kill things. But I was like, oh, God, we don't have anything. I got to use religion, hopefully.
I mean, technically we did.
Well, no, I just didn't think you were going to use Wall of Thorns like that. So that was pretty fucking awesome.
That was rad.
That was so cool.
It's just a good thing there wasn't a dumb civilian to walk into it.
That was just like a great like rule of cool moment where I'm like, obviously nothing in the Wall of Thorns spell still is going to do that. But I mean, it makes so much sense. Yeah, it's like you're adding a wall that got destroyed. It made perfect sense. And I mean, it was funny because when I was just adding it, I was like, I bet Mark's going to turn into like a fucking slide or something.
Airplane slide.
Exactly. Instead, it was me.
Yeah, I thought you were going to fuck me somehow, but it was hard. So, you know, lesson learned, I guess.
Well, you got to save the civilians.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything.
I also
got other people.
We haven't done a fight really where there was like the possibility of civilian casualties before. And I thought, I was like, oh, that's like an actual, like an interesting thing to throw into a fight.
Talk about on the way to Brendini.
Oh, that's true. You guys saved all those dwarves. Yeah. But yeah, I do like it because it immediately adds tension to a fight that isn't normally there.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, I need to focus on killing stuff, but also getting people to safety is like a big thing.
Yeah.
What about our barrel of oil?
I guess it's probably just chilling next to Reggie. You guys were like rolling it and then got jumped immediately. I wasn't sure if you guys had anything against surprise rounds.
I will eventually.
Because I had my little assassin. He rolled a crazy high stealth check. So I was like, all right, if they have like an ability, I'll let them not get like done in by this. But I really want to
see this makes me want alert.
Don't need alert.
I know I don't need it.
I mean, now you might. But alert is honestly, it's a fucking great feat.
Yeah.
And honestly, for Theo, it would be a good feat because let's be real, this might not be the last time someone tries to assassinate.
I'm 100% sure there's going to be way more assassination attempts.
Yeah.
But it's so, like I have my feats and like ability score increases all planned out for how I level up. And there's the one section where I'm just not sure what I'm putting that feat to. I've tried like different couple of things. Alert's still on the table. But after this, I might just go that route. So.
I don't like that. Something's not sitting right here.
Mm-hmm.
The blue dragonborn and a firbolg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The two shall never mix.
I know. Thumbs up.
We have two different attacks happening at the same time, is my thought.
We also can see if the firbolg has a like disguise spell up or something. They might not actually be a firbolg.
Also could have been suggested.
An assassin, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they did have a charming lizard, so.
I mean, if you're listening to this, you listen to the fucking gore shorts.
Mm-hmm.
We know the firbolgs are being harvested, basically.
Well, they were attacked.
Genocided.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're using them to make those living lightning bolts, right?
What? No. Not using them to, but
what were they in the way?
I think it's more. It's more that like I've always had it in the, as like a background thing that what happened in Tidagol happened elsewhere, where like the Stormcrawlers did destroy like huge chunks of these like mini civilizations essentially
that didn't.
So the Furball
that didn't bend the knee to. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you guys met Fenric, who was like escaping.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like chaos, basically. And now because of the Gorchords, we know that the Misclen was destroyed by a storm. And there's actually a lot of Furball refugees in the city right now. Okay. You guys haven't gotten to them just yet. Probably next episode, honestly. But yeah, there's definitely something going on.
Yeah, these two aren't connected.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I mean, it could be one of the things where when the Stormcallers went to the Misclen, some of them agreed to
bootlickers.
Yeah, some agreed to not because they most likely didn't want to die. Some probably converted or accepted it, and then other ones were like, nah. Assuming, yeah. I mean, that's it was, just
like, interesting.
I still don't think two separated attacks are off the table.
It's a possibility. This was a pretty brazen attack on you too, you know. I mean, they did it at night when there wouldn't be a ton of witnesses, but they also made sure that there were plenty of civilians that could get hurt when they did it. So,
and none of them did.
Yeah, you guys crushed it. I was so funny that you rolled a 17 on the second one. I was like, damn, he got them all out. All right. It was really funny seeing Glebnor 1v1 a statue.
Yeah.
I feel like as a barbarian, you always have like one fight where you're like, just me and a big asshole, let's go. Yes. Bail on this thing. Taluga, you are straight up turning into a Looney Tunes character. I absolutely love it.
Why? What do you mean?
Because you're always just like jumping, bouncing, flipping.
You keep running away from me.
Yeah. Yeah. You're scared. They're wizards.
I actually have a question. What happened to that armor thing?
It just crumpled.
It crumpled. Once its master was dead, it no longer functioned.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so it's just now we can sticks and armor.
We have armor to pick up, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mark. Sorry that the last episode just kind of abruptly ended, but we had a little bit of technical difficulties. So I'm just going to give my, ending preamble here. Thank you for listening. We love you, as always. Rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars, please. Comment on the YouTube. Comment on everything. All that bullshit. Okay? Great. Anyways, technical difficulties. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.